Voilà.
Okay. Who is the neighbor in Luke 10:29-37? And the Bible says he journeyed, this man, a strange man, we don't know what his name is, we don't know where he's from, but we know that he was journeying from Jericho to Jerusalem. And the text of Bible I was using said the distance from Jerusalem to Jericho was 18 miles. And it says it's a place reeking and infested with robbers. So it is well known that if you journey that road, you're likely to have a lot of robbers. And also that route is also used by a lot of priests. We're told that in Jericho, you have at least 12,000 priests in that place. So even though the text that we're reading says, when this man fell a victim to the siege, you know, one priest passed by. I'm very sure more than one priest passed by. But Jesus Christ was saying to this man who was asking him, you know, a question, you know, and he said, the man wanted to justify himself that he was doing the right thing, you know. So Jesus Christ now gave him this analogy about who the neighbor is, you know. He said, what must I do to inherit God's kingdom? And God says, love God. He said, love God as yourself and love your neighbor. And, you know, he wanted to justify himself. So Jesus Christ was saying, okay, let's try and describe who a neighbor is to you. Because in your mind, you're thinking a neighbor is somebody else. But who is your neighbor? That is the question we're asking. You know, I asked myself this morning, is my neighbor the person living in number 3? You know, is this a geographical neighbor that we're talking about? So who is my neighbor? As we're thinking relationship, please start to think of your neighbor. So this man was a victim of thieves. The Bible said the priests and the Levites, when they came by that road, they looked at him, and so that they do not become infected by whatever it was that they thought they were going to be infected by, they crossed the other side of the road and they left. The Bible said this man was half dead. He was stripped of his clothes. Maybe he was naked. He was beaten. He was wounded. They took all the things from him and they left him half dead. And a priest and a Levite that you would have thought should know better, they passed by on the other side. Because they were bound by religion and rituals, which they felt were more important than saving a life. We are living in a world with a lot of legalism. The law says don't do it, but you see it's going wrong, you turn your other eye to it. The law says, okay, don't touch somebody who is wounded because you are a priest, because you are a Levite. But you see somebody who is about to lose their life, which one is more important? Breaking of your religious rights and defiling yourself, or helping a life who is about to be destroyed. Which one is more important? And God is saying to us, we must start to do the right thing. Some people, in the name of law, the right thing to do, they are not doing it because they are claiming to uphold the law. And Jesus is saying, who is your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? Let's even assume the priest and the Levite, they went there to touch him against the prescribed law of those days. All they needed to do was go and do what Moses commanded, go for cleansing. But they didn't want to be bothered with all that drama and all that. No, they didn't want to inconvenience themselves. Brethren, think relationship. If someone is in dire need, if someone is about to lose their life, if someone is in trouble, it is our responsibility as Christians to help them. Think relationship. The Bible said there was a time David's men were very hungry, and they went into the house of God and they asked the priest, do you have bread? He said, I don't have common bread, but I have show bread. In other words, bread used for the Passover meal. And then he said, can we eat? He said, well, as long as the men have not defiled themselves in the last 3 days, they can eat it. Some other people say, no, this is show bread. You can't touch it. Even if the men want to die, let them die. You can't touch this bread. It's show bread. But at that point in time, does it matter? So there's some times you and I will need to go an extra mile to assist somebody. You may need to go an extra mile to inconvenience yourself to bless somebody. 1 Samuel 21:3-6. That's the text that I gave. So in summary, what did this Samaritan do that the priest and the Levite did not do? The priests and the Levites were focused on themselves. They were self-centered. Remember, we were talking about love. Was it last Sunday? How to describe love. The description of love. Love is not selfish. There are times where you will need to make yourself inconvenient in order to, for somebody else around us to be blessed. The question I want to ask the priest and the Levite, what if that person was them, half dead? And the other people say, you know what, I don't want to break protocol. Protocol, this is what protocol says. There are times where you can break protocol if it's to save a life, if it's to save an embarrassing situation. Remember, the mother of Jesus came to him and she said, they have no wine. Jesus says, woman, what has that got to do with me? He said, well, son, they have no wine. He said, my time has not yet come. But Jesus Christ looked at the situation again and said, wait a minute. Am I going to be looking at protocol or am I going to do something to save the day? Do you see my point? What am I going to do to save this couple from embarrassment? Wine has run out too early. People are queuing up for food. There's no drink. How many people want to have a party? You get there, you know, 99.9% of your guests haven't eaten and the food has run out. How would you feel, Sister Awa? You'll be upset. How can food run out? Did the caterer not bring enough food? Do you understand? It was an embarrassment. People will be describing, remember that party that we went to that we didn't have enough food to eat? There's a party like that in my head. I still remember. This was, and this is God knows how many years ago now. I still remember the party I went to and I didn't eat food. And because of that party, I made a rule. I would never go to a party hungry. I would eat. So when I made that rule a long time ago, because there are so many parties I have been to, by the time you queue, and you get there, they give you half a spoon of rice. And then, in fact, there was a place we went to. I went with my manager. She said, what is happening in this place? They were just giving us. And we were so hungry when we went there. So I made up my mind. If I'm going anyway, I will go with a full stomach. So Jesus Christ's mother said to them, he said to Jesus, they need help now. This man that was a victim to robbers, he needs help now. It is not time to be saying, I am observing the rule. The government has made a legislation that if anybody, if you see a man ready to die on the road, don't go near him. Even if you can give him first aid, don't go near him. Call the police. How many people have called ambulance? And the ambulance took such a long time to arrive that thank God there was somebody around who could do first aid. I have seen so many cases like that. But if not for people who were doing first aid, if you're waiting for somebody somewhere to arrive, that person would have been a goner. But thank God for people who can do first aid. So brethren, please, nice, protocol is nice, but there are times when we can inconvenience ourselves and break protocol just to save a life. That is when we are being good neighbors. So what did the neighbor do? What did this man do, this good Samaritan, who was a good neighbor? What did he do? 10 things he did. He came to where the man was. He had compassion on him. How many of us want compassion? Let me see your hands. I want people to have compassion on you. We can't afford to be legalistic. Anytime you are being legalistic, please remember, that could be you. That could be you. Anytime you are being legalistic, that could be you. Praise the name of the Lord. He bound up his wounds. He gave him first aid. He did what he could do here and now. He poured oil and wine. He gave him medical treatment. He set him up on his own beast. You know, he transported him. He brought him to an inn, you know, to a place where he can lay him to rest and look after him. He spent a day. Remember, he didn't plan on a visit. He was on a journey to Jerusalem, like the Levite and the priest. He stopped in the inn, spent a day there in the inn, looking after this man. He appointed the keeper of the inn and said, look, I still have to go on this my business. I am going to put you, you know, as a carer for this man. Please look after him. He gave him 2 days' worth of salary. Can you imagine? The man is just spending a couple of days there. He paid the innkeeper of the inn 2 days' worth of salary. How many of us will do that? You divide your salary by 30 and you give two of it for the caring of a total stranger. He gave it. And then he said to the keeper of the inn, I am going to come back. In other words, I haven't finished my assignment on this man. I am going to come back. If you have spent any more money than these 2 days' worth of salary, let me know. I will reimburse you. That's a good neighbor. What an inconvenience he has to go through. What an inconvenience he has to go through. So who is a neighbor? A neighbor is a person willing to show mercy. So look at your neighbor. Everybody find a neighbor to look at. Say, when was the last time you showed mercy? I hope you're asking your neighbor. Say, when was the last time you showed mercy? So who is a neighbor? A neighbor is anyone in need and to whom we have opportunity to help. So a neighbor is anyone who is in need and we have an opportunity to help. So when they say your neighbor, it is not number 3 Bridgeport Road. It is anybody who is in need. So they may be in Brixton, they may be in Croydon, they may be in Clapham Junction, they may be in Cranmer House, they may be in Andy Close, they may be in Clapham Junction, and they may be in Nicham. They could be anywhere. They may be in Battersea. If they are in need and we have the opportunity to help them, they have become our neighbor. So who is your neighbor? Somebody answer me. Somebody in need, and then? And you have the opportunity to help them, and you help them. Who is your neighbor? Is your hand is up to me? Oh, okay, because I can see it up in the air. Praise the name of the Lord. So your neighbor, please, as we leave here today, start to think relationship. Who is my neighbor? Who is in need? And I have the opportunity to help them. Let me help them. I want us to rise and say, Father, from now onwards, help me to identify my neighbor and give me the capacity and the compassionate heart to help them. Give me the heart of mercy. The Bible says, when you show mercy to others, you will receive mercy. So your neighbor can be someone in your family. Your neighbor can be somebody on the street, a stranger. Who are you showing mercy to? Who are you showing compassion to? This house can be filled up if you and I make it our responsibility. So start talking to our neighbors. Some of our neighbors need Jesus. They need Jesus. They could be your neighbor in the office. They could be your neighbor on your street. They could be your neighbor in the bus stop. Say, Lord Almighty, help me to identify my neighbor and help me to be a blessing to my neighbor. Bow down your head and begin to pray. Help me to identify my neighbor and help me to be a blessing to my neighbor. Lord Almighty, say, give me a heart of compassion. Give me a heart of compassion. Lord, I don't want to be like the priest and the Levite. They looked on and they passed on the other side. They left this man who was half dead. They had no compassion on him. Say, Father, give me a compassionate heart. Give me a heart like the heart of Jesus. Help me to identify who my neighbor is and make me a good neighbor. Make me an excellent neighbor, Lord. Those who are in need that I can assist, I can bless, oh God. Help me to identify them and to make myself a help in time of need. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have